episode 20.
Welcome to the Mikey Pod on the Bayou Show. Yeehaw!
That's not what this show's about.
It ain't.
No. Here, watch this. Welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. Texas, it's not just for cow-tipping rednecks.
Hello, and welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. This is Michael Herron, your host. This is episode 20. You can find me on the web at MikeyPod.com, or you can email me, MikeyPod@gmail.com, or you can leave a listener voicemail at 206-339-6682. In this show, we have the return of Lawrence Simon. I haven't had a story from him in a little while. We've got Bicycle Mark with Activism 101. After that, just a bunch of other stuff. I want to start with a song I'm so excited to have located. Actually, my friend Liza located it. She is at copy, comma, right, that's all spelled out, .com. It's a MP3 blog, and she posts only covers. It's fun. So, it's fun. It is, actually, in all seriousness. Last week I got in this little kick. I put together a kind of a mix playlist of songs that were played at this club I used to go to in Tyler, Texas when I was in high school. So I pulled all these songs that I remembered exactly being played, because back then I used to always kind of pretend, kind of like I do now, to be a DJ. And so I would make these mixtapes, and in my imagination I would be really DJing. So I did the same thing. And there was one song I couldn't find. I couldn't even remember it. It was a cover of Prince's Kiss. It was a real rocky kind of version of it. So I hit up Liza, because she knows everything. And I was delighted because she had never heard of it, but disappointed because she had never heard of it. A couple of days later, I can't remember exactly how long. It seems like it was just a day or two. She sent me an email with a photograph of this 12-inch single, Kiss, by Age of Chance. That's who redid it. And she had it right there, and she found an MP3 of it and sent it my way. So I'd like to play that for you. I am so happy to hear this song. Here we go. This is Age of Chance with Kiss.
You don't have to be Prince if you want to dance. You just have to get down with the Age of Chance. You don't have to be beautiful, rich, handsome, or strong. You just have
to be my girl. You don't have to be cool, so
That was Age of Chance with Kiss. I love that cover of the song. The funniest thing to me about my new setup right now is that I have this windscreen, or I guess it's called a windscreen, over my mic, and my cat, one of my cats, is obsessed with it. And the first day I left and I had all my stuff set up, I came back and the windscreen was gone. I was like, what the hell is up? And then I found it on the floor, and then I found it again under the bed the next day. And so I tucked it kind of away in a corner, and she still got a hold of it. And the other night, she's not sitting here with me right now, but she was sitting in my lap and just staring with this really creepy look. She's kind of a weird cat anyway. I want to update you on the conference that's coming up next week, and I'm still going to podcast from the National Coalition for the Abolition of the Death Penalties National Conference. I think that the Marantz is going to happen. You guys gave me $350, and I think I'm going to be able to scrounge up the rest. I still need to buy mic and get the mic I already have a SM58 that needs to be repaired, and then I'm gonna buy a new SM58 so we can have two of them in for sit down interviews and that kind of thing. So if you wanted to give me money and you forgot, or you just weren't sure if you wanted to and you want to, you can still do that, and that's the last I'll say about that. I'm gonna make it happen no matter what. I hope. I'll find some way. I'll have a better way to record than I do now. Either way. So that is that. How about a little bit of... Oh, no, I have a comment for you guys first. This came from Elliot. I believe he's in Toronto.
You know, Mikey, I really like listening to your show, but I'm sorry you didn't like History of Violence. History of Violence is, in fact, a very good movie, and it's kind of interesting because you're against the death penalty. It talks about the culture of violence. It asks a lot of questions. Now, I know you didn't like much. You didn't like the sex scenes that much. I wonder if you would have liked it better if Viggo Mortensen had his scene instead of with the cheerleader. He'd had it with one of the guys in the film. You might have enjoyed it more. But anyway, but I just wanted to let you know, I saw a movie called Brokeback Mountain, Ang Lee. It's coming up in December. I saw it at the Toronto Film Festival, and I'm sure you're going to just love that movie. It's with Jake Gyllenhaal, who you said you thought looked rather hot, and Heath Ledger. And they have a scene in that movie that is so similar to the scene on the stairs in History of Violence. It's kind of scary, but it is such a great movie. I hope that you get to see it, and I hope that you enjoy it as much as I did. And talk to you later. Bye for now.
Thank you, Elliot. What? That's what I thought. Yeah, so that was Elliot from Toronto, I think. Oh, God. I hope that's right. What's up with my sound? Suddenly I'm really soft. Oh, maybe because I turned down my output. Daily Bobber. That's Tech Talk. I'm going to try to pump up the mic a little more. Oh, never mind. Okay, so that was that. I feel like I wish I had given another chance to History of Violence, because I read a couple of good reviews of it as well. But I really didn't like it. I feel like maybe I missed something. I am excited to hear about the new Ang Lee, because I really love the Ice Storm. And then he went on that whole like karate kick or whatever with Crouching Squirrel, Giggling Hyena or whatever that was. So I'm glad to know that he's doing like a movie with like, anyway, I shouldn't hate. I'm wondering what's about to happen with this. Here's a promo.
Hello, I'm Wichita Rutherford from 5 Minutes with Wichita, and I'm here to tell you about the Podcast 411 podcast. Now, Rob, he interviews other podcasters to find out what they've learned about doing a podcast, and it's been described as inside the actor's studio, except it's for podcasts. His past guests include Adam Curry, he's the Podfather, Senator John Edwards, C.C. Chapman, PK&J, Bib and Yes, Chris Rockwell, and yours truly, Wichita Rutherford. That's just naming a few of them. Now, if you want to learn more about podcasting or podcasters, then you go over and visit them at podcast411.com. And remember, listen different with Podcast 411. It's just so precious.
Yeah, Podcast 411 actually really rocks. When I decided I wanted to start podcasting, I went there because I had been listening to his podcast as well as, you know, all the other usual suspects. But I learned so much from him, and I still kind of go back there when I need a review of things. And it's really interesting to hear what other podcasters are doing. So if you are a podcaster, or even if you're not, if you're just interested in it, that's definitely worth going to. A second ago when I said I didn't know it was happening, this I haven't recorded this long at one time. excuse me. So it was getting to the end of what I could tell was the screen. I was afraid it was going to stop, but we're going to keep on going. Thank the good Lord above. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you? Okay, I think I've got some things out of order here. Yep. Wow. How about a little bicycle mark? Nope. Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, Lord, I want to eat it.
Hello once again, Mikey Pod listeners. This is Bicycle Mark with another edition of Activism 101. Today on the segment, we are saluting José Bové, farmer, activist, icon, which the media sometimes refers to as an anti-globalization activist. But in fact, what José Bové is a French farmer who throughout his career has fought and demonstrated and sat down and gone to jail in the name of fair trading rules and the protection of small farmers throughout the world. Amongst his resume, he demonstrated in Seattle against the WTO. He occupied vacant land of the French military in order to create farming cooperatives for sheep farmers. He also served on the Rainbow Warrior in the protest against nuclear testing in the Pacific by the French government. Of course, the most famous act committed by José Bové and his fellow activists was the dismantling of the McDonald's in southern France back in 1999 to protest WTO rules penalizing the French government for not accepting hormone-treated beef.
So to McDonald's, so there, that McDonald's, was, they were building it. It was not finished. So what we saw that they were beginning to build a McDonald's, and at the same time, WTO was putting out of the market in the United States. So we said it's a good example of globalization, and so we decide the demantelation of McDonald's. So we take some hammers, some tools, and we went inside and we begin to take everything out, and we put it away in the street.
And you were arrested?
So I was arrested 5 days after. Policemen went at home, and at 6 o'clock in the morning, we were six going in jail, and I was the. They keep me for 3 weeks. The other one, they went out directly, but me, I was already. I had a sentence last year because we have been destroying some GMO seeds.
That's genetically modified organisms.
Yes, that's it.
Audio courtesy of Democracy Now! Back in 1999, that was José Bové in Seattle on the streets. Most recently, José was arrested for destroying GMO crops, transgenic as they call them in France and also in Brazil. Presently, he continues to work with peasant groups throughout the world, including the Kurdistan People's Congress, which was declared a terrorist group by the European Union, but in fact is nonviolent and working towards democracy and human rights for Kurdish people. Well, that's José Bové, and for Activism 101, I'm Bicycle Mark. See you next time.
Why, thank you, Mark. Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm going to keep talking as if I can hear what I'm doing. And, okay, that worked great. Ooh, I'm still getting used to some of these things on here. I wanted to mention to you guys that Bicycle Mark did a series on Adam Curtis's documentary, Century of the Self. And you can see it on his, it's just a few posts ago. I don't remember the exact dates. But it's a two-part series, and you can find it at www.bicyclemark.org. And it's very interesting. And I really appreciate the way Mark is able to, make things digestible. I think that's the perfect way to say it. I watched part of that documentary, and to be honest, it was great, and it's just hard for me to pay attention. So it's awesome that, and podcasting is especially good because when I realize I'm off in a zone or whatever, I can just go and back it up and listen to it again. So thank you, Mark, for all your work. You're doing great. You're doing great, dude. Okay, next we've got, I went a little out of order, and now things aren't as smooth as I thought they would be, but I feel like things are much more smooth now with this new setup than before, so I'm glad about that. Here's Lawrence Simon.
Questions by Lawrence Simon. Sometimes late at night, I wonder about the fundamental questions of the universe. Did God create the heavens and earth? Or is this all just one big out-of-control coincidence? Will mankind ever reach the stars? Or will we doom ourselves to nuclear oblivion? Is it right for the state to execute criminals? Or should they be warehoused until they expire naturally? And is light a particle? Or is it a wave? That last one really doesn't matter, though. The bulb burned down in the closet, and once again I've got to pick out some pants for work in the dark.
Here I dreamt I was a soldier, and I marched the streets of Birkenau, and I recall in spring the perfume that the air would bring to the indolent town, where the barbers called the moon down, the carnival was ringing loudly now, and just to lay with you, there's nothing that I wouldn't do save lay my rifle down. And try one, and try two, I guess it and courtesan have fallen 'neath my tender hand when their husbands were not around. But you, my soiled teenage girlfriend, while you furrow like a lioness, and we are vagabonds, we travel without seatbelts on. Try one and try.
That was the Decembrists with Here I Thought I Was an Architect. Did I say smoothly this was running? It is. Right? Yeah. Okay. So that was from the Kill Rockstars website. They have lots of free MP3s that are available for podcasting too, which is where I tracked down that song. I'm pretty sure that came from the page that was okay for podcasting. So I'm still going through my internal conflict about podcasting and PodSafe Music and all that stuff. But I do really want to support the whole notion of podcasting providing a means of giving artists attention that they might not get otherwise from the corporate world of music. Wasn't that deep? I got some voicemail this week. You guys are doing much better about letting me know that you're around. I appreciate it. It really does mean a lot to find out that people are out there. So the first one came from the artist known simply as Tiffany.
Hey, this is Tiffany, and I just wanted to let you know that it's Suff Jim Stevens, and that's how you pronounce it. I love the show. Bye.
Thanks, Tiffany.
Hey,
I still can't stop it.
Christian,
hush.
Yeah,
I'm not ready for you yet.
I'm just like getting through some.
Oh
of the
my
back.
God. My iPod is ignoring my directions. This is weird. I don't know what's happening. I just unplugged the iPod. I think it's possessed. Okay, I think that it's better. Oh, that sucked. Yeah, let me plug it back in. Get ready. There's going to be oh, why don't I turn these down? Sorry, guys. I'm still learning. Hopefully that's fixed. Okay, Sufjan Stevens makes it a lot easier to say. Somehow when I was saying Sufjan Stevens, now I can even say that, but I was trying to put an F in his last name, and it was really coming out bad. Okay, let's listen to Christian. Sorry, dude.
Hey, Mikey. This is Christian from Chicago. I'm just, like, getting through some of the back.
I don't know what the fuck is going on with this. It sounds pretty cool, though.
The 80s music cast. It was beautiful. It got me up and going. I had to work this today on Sunday, and I just started playing with it. Playing the podcast. And
wow. You know what? Why don't I try that again next week? My iPod is acting really strange. Let's see what happens with part two. I hope it's at least interesting. Oh, God, I have another song to play, too. Let's see what happens here. You know what? These are WAV files. Is that freaking it out?
Hey, Mikey. This is Christian from Chicago again. And I was just listening to episode 18.
Yeah, that's not... Okay, stop. Okay, sorry. I shouldn't be subjecting you to this. Let's see if my next song... Ah, that's too bad, because Christian's messages were hilarious. God darn it. Okay, wow. Now the whole thing is locked up. I thought I had a new way of doing this, and it was going to be great. Well, I guess I'll go ahead and close the show. I'll leave this here and see if it kind of wakes up in a second. That's bizarro. Any ideas what caused that? Anyone? Feel free to email me at Gmail, MikeyPod@gmail.com. You can also send me, I'm on the web at www.mikeypod.com. I'm all a dither because that just happened. It's making me very sad. So on the web, MikeyPod.com, and you can call the voicemail and have your voice also mutilated on the show at 206-339-6682. Well, let's see. Christian requested a song, and now I really need to play it since I just turned him into a fucking beast. Okay, close your ears. Ah, okay, let's see if it plays. This is another Julie Brown song. This is called 'Cause I'm a Blonde. Please play, please.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for that request, Christian. I'm really sorry that I screwed up your voicemails. I don't know what happened, but I'll play with that a little this week before I do my next show. I'll be performing this Friday night. If you live in Houston, please come. It's at Ovations Nightclub in Rice Village. And 8:30 Saturday night, my friend Aaron and I will be performing. Lots of fun stuff. We're doing some, you know, musical numbers and that kind of thing because it's a cabaret show. But we picked a lot of songs that you may not, you know, we're not going to be singing any Cats or any Les Mis or anything like that. And also, I'm going to be singing a Magnetic Field song and some Ben Folds and that kind of thing. So we pulled from all sorts of areas. She's singing some Jane Sibrey and Kate Bush. And the tickets are $15. Whatever money I make that night is going to be spent on my trip to Austin. So we'll call it a fundraiser. It's not really officially, but that's what I'm going to use the money for. And I think that's it. You can still donate. Last time I'll say it, I promise. I hate begging. But I just want you to know there's a PayPal donation button on the website at www.mikeypod.com. I hope you enjoyed the show today, and that's what I got. Y'all take care, and have a good week or a couple days. Who knows when I'll do another show. The latest will be next week. All right. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Mikey Pod on the Bayou with Michael Herron. Mikey wants your input to the show. Do you have a comment about something that was said on the show? A review or a promotion of a cultural event, especially in the Houston area? Or you just want to say hi? Email is mikeypod@gmail.com. The Mikey Pod Show hotline, 206-339-6682. And record it down for all to hear. See you next time right here for Mikey Pod on the Bayou. MikeyPod.com.